Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. You can also catch us anywhere you get your favorite podcast. Just search the Rob O'Donnell Show. It is 509, 78 degrees here on this Thursday, August 7th, 2025. If you're just joining us or if you've been with us for a few hours now, We have some updates on the two Pennsylvania state troopers who were shot earlier today. We have a press release from them, and there will be a press conference today, tonight at 6 p.m. at the Pennsylvania headquarters in Dunmore. So you can tune into that to get the most up-to-date information. But the Pennsylvania State Police have also put out a statement on the update of the two troopers shot while responding to a call in Susquehanna County. On August 7th, 2025, at approximately 11:17 hours, Pennsylvania State Police troopers responded to an incident in the area of State Route 171 in Thompson Township, Susquehanna County. During the encounter, a male suspect opened fire on the responding troopers, wounding two of them. Trooper Joseph Perchinski and Trooper William Jenkins sustained serious injuries as a result of the gunfire, and were airlifted to medical facility for emergency treatment. A coordinated response from multiple Pennsylvania State Police units and local law enforcement agencies led to the establishment of a secure perimeter around the scene. The suspect was armed with a rifle, refused to comply with commands, and was ultimately shot and killed during the incident. There is no remaining threat to the public. Both troopers are hospitalized and currently listed in stable condition. The investigation is active and ongoing. Additional information will be released as it becomes available. Again, there will be a press conference at 6 p.m. tonight in the Pennsylvania State Police barracks at Dunmore, and I'm sure there'll be updated information at that time. What we're hearing transpired here from public information that's been given out by the colonel, the head of the state police, the governor, is that when they arrived on the scene, they were immediately ambushed and taken under fire from rifle fire, rapid run fire, rifle fire. As the governor said, their vehicles were riddled with bullets. Trooper William Jenkins was shot in the arm. Trooper Joseph Perchinski removed a tourniquet that he had on his person to place on it, and sometime during this, it was shot in the chest. Thankfully, it appears that his bullet-resistant vest was able to handle that round. Deployed the tourniquet. A third trooper, who is unnamed at this point, and I hope coming forward is identified, placed his vehicle under fire in harm's way and was able to extricate the two troopers from the area to where they were airlifted for medical treatment. Both those troopers are in stable condition. The governor said that he was even joking with Trooper Pajinski and his family, who were right here in our trauma center, Geisinger CMC here in Scranton. It just goes to show the small world. Trooper Pajinski comes from a law enforcement family. His father is an area chief of police. His girlfriend is also a state trooper, all with him at the hospital. And as per the governor's own words, joking around and busting his chops. So that's a good sign. This just goes to show, and this is an update on what our law enforcement may have to do at any given time. So if you're just joining us and you haven't gotten the news, there will be an updated press conference today at 6 o'clock. So make sure you tune into that to get the latest information, which will be just at the end of this show. Looking at logistics, because our show, see if we could get that to you, but we might be out of the area at that point. These are our area neighbors, these individuals, these troopers. They're just not a uniform. They're just not a badge. They're just not a name on a piece of paper. They're not a car that drives by. They are our neighbors, went to our local schools, responding to a 911 call. And there'll be further investigation on what was behind that. So, good news that they are both in stable condition now. Actually, the best news we could possibly have, given that the situation had happened and that this suspect is no longer with us and a danger to anyone at this point. And hopefully we learn more on the investigation. One of the topics that I was going to talk about is at this time, and I could bring it into this as well, is keeping work from being your entire life. Now, in situations like this, work could have altered many lives. There's a saying that, if something happens to you or I, if I die tomorrow, there'll be a vacancy notice for my job position here before my funeral, most likely. That's just the way it is. That's the way it is for most people, most of their jobs. Life goes on. Your job will continue. I was having the conversation today here in the office while I was doing a lot of research on the story we were just talking about. You obviously want to be the best employee you can be, but be that employee for you. Increase your skill set. Increase your worth. Increase how your coworkers look at you and respect you. That's why you do what you do. Your family, who you are as a person, is way more important than anything you could possibly ever do at your job. And that should be the focus always. They talk about this article from the Associated Press in the business section talks about, learning to turn your phone off when you're on vacation and set boundaries with work for your personal life. I was talking about the job that I previously had here on a contract managing a facility to where it entailed. Now, the pay was outstanding, but it required 24/7, 365 day attention. And there comes a time, there comes a point in a life. And if that's what you're looking to do, and I would imagine, working in politics in certain positions is just that now. But how long could you keep that, especially if you have, when I was doing this job, I was down in Virginia and I was away from my wife. Now my kids were out of the house, so she was up here by herself. I was down there by herself. It wasn't ideal, but it was a lot of money and justified it for that. Help pay for college, help pay for a wedding, help pay for a lot of things. But you quickly realize that money is not everything. And your well-being, your happiness, where you actually want to be is very important. The reason I bring this up is we seem to get all encapsulated a lot of times in our jobs and let jobs rule the rest of our lives. Listen, I was at a place before both of these that was an extremely toxic environment. It was miserable, but it was not a bad gig. that had a lot of freedom involved with it. I was in charge, so I was able to take off and do things I needed to do for my family. But again, that toxic environment, that place that just is miserable to be at, wears on you. So make sure you have a proper balance. You know, we talk about that balance where you balance your work and home life. And that's extremely important. And that's where I'm getting to with this conversation here. Because you truly need to look at things, because you can always make money and make probably more money if you change your atmosphere. If you change your latitude, where you are. You know, they talk, you should leave your job every couple of years. Because the people who do that often do better, often make more money, often find themselves in better, happier positions. So draw those circles, with that middle circle being your most important. Your inner circle, your family, your wife, your children, your husband, your significant other, your partner, you know, whatever it is. And then the circles outside of that are your friends and relationships, your neighbors, your work is a circle outside of that. And finding that proper balance. You know, one of the things in law enforcement and early in careers is you miss a lot of holidays, you miss a lot of birthdays, you miss a lot of anniversaries, you miss a lot of those important things. And that's part of the give and take, and that usually changes the more time you get in a position to where you do start getting the holidays off. You can request birthdays and anniversaries and such off. You know, even growing up in my career, you know, I worked the holidays that a lot of single people wanted off. You know, I worked New Year's Eve. I worked Thanksgiving for the parade detail, because that was a lot of the assignments during those days. Christmas, I liked off because I had small children. And there was that back and forth trade in that. And I made it a point to be home. All the overtime I worked in law enforcement, which, you know, I probably pay for now in the tune of tens of thousands of dollars. But all the overtime I worked, I took in compensation time to have off. So I'd be home more. So I was around my children. That was more important to me. And now in hindsight, yes, do I suffer with less money? Sure. But do I look at the success of my children and say that was probably a good part of that? That I was around all the time, that I was there for them, that I was, you know, visible? Very likely so. And a lot of people don't have that. My dad worked three jobs. We grew up poor. You know, two brothers, myself, three children. My mom was a stay-at-home mom because you had three boys growing up in New York City. You know, there had to be someone home to keep track of us. That was the choice they made. That was the sacrifice they made. My dad worked three jobs. Again, didn't buy his first house until 2000. Here in our area, Northeast Pennsylvania. One of the reasons why I'm here now. Because when he passed early in life because of colon cancer at the age of 59, well, my mom was here by herself and I had the children, so move close so she could be a grandma. Again, family first. Especially after 9/11, I could have done a lot more lucrative things in New York City with my experience in that vicinity in the tri-state area. No, I moved here. So make sure you create your priorities straight. And when you're away with your family, make sure your family is your priority. When you're sitting in dinner, your family, and you have the privilege of them all being around you, make that a priority. Make sure your phone's off. Make sure you're not answering work emails. Work will be there when you're done. Work will be there Monday morning. Do your best at work. Give it your all, but do it for the right reasons. Do it for you. Make you the asset. Because your job's just a place. And that place will be there if you're there or not. And your seat will be filled by you or someone else. So make sure you have your priorities set up with your circles. It's 5:23 here at WILK. Time for 2020 traffic and weather together. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. Got a text message. Hey, Rob, thank goodness the troopers will be okay. Been glued to WILK since the report came out. You and Sue are something else. No exclusive reports. You kept your mouth shut until police released it. You, sir, and Sue are true. You, sir, are a true law enforcement pro, and Sue is a true journalist pro. That's why I love you and never miss a show. Fred from Dallas. I mean that. Well, I appreciate that, Fred. Like I said, sometimes that balance is hard, but it's the right thing to do. So that's what we do here. Let's go to the phone now. We have Dave from Scott Township. Dave?
Yes.
All right. You're on, Dave.
Hello, Rob. Dave Humphreys. How are you?
Hey, Dave. How are you? You're on the air.
I'm good. Good. I just want to comment quickly about the issue with the trooper situation today and kind of to parlay a little bit off of what you're saying. You know, certainly kudos to the families of these troopers and all the troopers who serve in Pennsylvania. I happen to have a son who's a state trooper, and the anxiety and everything that you go through wondering, you know, if things are going to be okay with them is always on your mind. But certainly I had the opportunity to know Joe when he was a young child, and I actually coached baseball against him. So I know his dad very well. He comes from a terrific family, and they're going to be in good hands. But I just want to parlay off to what you're saying, that certainly, what's behind all these troopers are dedicated families who certainly want law and order in Pennsylvania. And again, thank you for your service, Rob, as a law enforcement person. But thanks for taking my call.
No problem, Dave. And I'm glad you did call. And yes, when I found out who exactly this was, we do know him. We do know the family well, both him and his dad, who was the chief of Mayfield.
Right.
You know, went to school with our children, you know, maybe a couple of years older or younger, depending on where our children fell. But it does show it's close to home, and thankfully he's going to be okay. It shows his heroic activity to have a tourniquet on him and to assist Officer Jenkins, who was shot in the arm, and put that tourniquet on. And then the third trooper, who risked his life and safety to get in there under fire to get them out of that situation. It just goes to show, how today, in the end, turned it out to be a good day. But it shows how volatile our law enforcement community is.
Yeah. And you know, it's certainly how well-trained they are. I mean, you know, to kind of react like that in that kind of a situation, almost like a combat type of situation, but how to respond to that. And it goes back to their training, goes back to their 6 months or 9 months of training down in Harrisburg and, how much support they have, throughout the whole system. And, interestingly, too, just as a kudos for Lakeland High School, Lakeland High School, incidentally, has probably one of the larger numbers of high school graduates that have gone on to be state troopers. I don't know exactly what the number is, but there again, it comes from a certainly dedicated area that wants to serve the public. And thank God they're both troopers are going to be okay.
I kudos to that as well, Dave. I agree there. It would be interesting to find out the numbers of Lakeland. I could count about a dozen myself, and I know there's probably more than that. Both fathers, uncles, and students of Lakeland, if you go back in time. Yep. So that would be an interesting statistic to find out.
Maybe I'll do a little research and I'll get back to you.
All right. If you can get those numbers, I'd love to hear it. Dave, thanks for checking in today. It's good to hear from you, my friend. Yeah.
You too. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. And it just goes to show, this is an entire community that thankfully is taking a sigh of relief and not planning a mourning if this was tragic. And thankfully not, because, I think we've dealt with enough. But what did the governor and Colonel Parris say? The six state troopers have been shot this year, one fatally. This year alone, we're only in August. So it just goes to show what our law enforcement, what our Pennsylvania state troopers do. And it was kind of heartwarming to hear. And I would expect no less, because when we had the incident in our Swiftwater barracks,
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
With the killing on September 11th of our trooper, the response from around the nation that came for that manhunt here in the Poconos in our area, to hear the New York State troopers, probably without being requested, said we are we're on our way and did come to the extent that Colonel Powers did thank them for their response. So it was good to see our brethren, the New York State Police, from our border, which is probably closer than Scranton to where this incident took place, responded as well. Because like I said, when you hear that call, officer down, shots fired, it's all hands on deck. So it's good to a sigh of relief to say that both officers will be safe home with their family, hopefully tonight, if not by tomorrow the latest. It's 5:32 here at WILK. It's time for the news with Paul Michaels. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. I just saw a release from the Diocese of Scranton on the two state troopers that were shot today. I'll read that for you now. Two Pennsylvania state troopers were shot Thursday morning in Susquehanna County. According to state police Thursday afternoon, both of the troopers were listed in stable condition. Please join us in praying for these troopers and all our law enforcement. The following is a policeman's prayer courtesy of the Diocese of St. Petersburg. Almighty God, whose great power and internal wisdom embraces the universe, watch over all the members of our law enforcement community and all members everywhere. Protect them from harm in the performance of their duty. Help them, we pray, keep our streets and homes safe day and night. We commend them to your loving care because their duty is dangerous. Grant them strength and courage in their daily assignments. Holy Father, protect these brave men and women. Grant them your almighty protection. Unite them safely with their families after duty has ended. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And that's a statement from the Diocese of Scranton. So it was good to see the outpouring of support locally. The Lackawanna County District Attorney's Office has posted a statement. My staff and I are shocked and saddened to learn about the shooting of two Pennsylvania state troopers in Thompson, Susquehanna County. This senseless act of violence is a stark reminder of the dangers law enforcement face every day to protect the public. Our thoughts and prayers are with the injured troopers, their families, colleagues, and the entire state police community. The Lackawanna County District Attorney's Office will always and proudly and firmly support the members of Pennsylvania State Police and all law enforcement agencies. The bravery and dedication of these troopers and all who wear the uniform remind us of the sacrifices made to keep our community safe. We are grateful for their service and remain committed to standing with them today and always. That's coming from the Lackawanna County District Attorney's Office. So it's great to see this outpouring of support on this. And again, the best news of it is both troopers are in stable condition and will be returning to their homes with their families. I just want to give a shout out to Jake in the control room here. The past 2 days have been non-traditional for the Rob O'Donnell Show. With the guest we had in here yesterday with Chairwoman Representative Lisa McClain from Michigan, the fourth highest ranking member of the House of Representatives, and our Congressman Rob Bresnahan. what's normally a 12 or 13 minute segment turned into 25, 30 minutes. So we had to juggle a lot of things around. And then today, with the fluctuating news cycle that's been coming to you and having to break into live press conferences and try and fit everything else in that we have to by requirement, Jake's been juggling a lot, and he doesn't get a lot of attention or a lot of kudos for those things he does. But listen, I'm the guy that just talks here to you for a while. He's the guy that brings you everything. So, Jake, I appreciate all the juggling and work you've done.
Thank you so much, Rob. That means a lot. And yeah, I mean, it's just such an honor, such a privilege to work with you, to work with Sue Henry, to be a part of this radio station. And you know, that's what makes things great in the end. When you have success, is obviously you have things that are going to be different. You're going to have challenges. You're going to have to move and shift things around. And without challenge, there is no achievement. That's always been one of my favorite adages that there is. And I definitely have enjoyed every bit of it, like these past 2 days especially. Just like you, just like Sue, just like anyone, obviously I'm incredibly, incredibly happy that both of them are alive. And also the third state trooper that you talked about, that was pretty incredible as well. So yeah, it's great to be a part of this team.
All right, I appreciate it so much. Just wanted to give your due because you've been doing a lot of juggling in there the past 2 days. So I wanted to make sure that was recognized. And I do apologize. I did say earlier about that big search that we had. I mentioned Swiftwater. It was Blooming Grove Barracks. That was the Eric Freen search that went on. And there were law enforcement agencies from all over the tri-state area that came in to assist with that. And again, there are no borders. There are no boundaries when someone calls out for help. It's 5:42 here at WILK. It's time for 2020 Traffic and Weather Together. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. It is almost 5:48 here, 76 degrees as we start to wind down this Thursday, August 7th, 2025. The last caller, Dave, from up in Scott Township. We coached Lakeland Junior Chiefs football together. Many of the young men that we coached back in the Junior Chiefs days are now state troopers. He is 100% correct. You know, I know his family are state troopers. I know some of the young men that we coached back then are state troopers. And a texter texted in, you know, just think about all the state troopers that had to go back to work today to finish their shift after a call like this. That's what they do. And, I'm sure they responded to many calls after the call today that, people like to call routine. But as you found out here, no call is routine. We've seen time and time again, those so-called routine calls are sometimes the most dangerous or turn into the most dangerous. You know, you think it's a simple 911 call and you're ambushed with rapid gunfire, riddling your vehicle. Shooting your partner, shooting yourself, and reacting through that to have a successful outcome. And that successful outcome, once those shots start getting fired, is to survive. And they both did that. So job well done to you two guys. Some time off, well-deserved time off. Speaking of our local hospitals and Geisinger CMC Hospital, one of our local trauma centers, did an outstanding job today. And like the governor gave a shout out to the medical staff there that he said goes unsung, and I will not hear they won't. You know, having a daughter who's a nurse, being a former paramedic myself, it is without them, it would be a lot harder to survive incidents like this. To have them waiting for you. There was one call that I recall vividly that we had an officer shot and the bullet entered underneath the vest into the stomach area. And they were transporting the officer to the hospital in New York City. This is in New York City when I was a detective there. And we were right near the hospital where they were arriving at, our trauma center, which at the time was Elmhurst Hospital in Queens, which was our level 1 trauma center. So we responded right to the hospital to assist there any way we could, because other officers, you know, for the few miles it took from where the shooting happened to the hospital, they block off every intersection so that car could get there as fast as you can. And depending on the situation, a lot of times they don't wait for an ambulance. They put you in a police car and they take you. And I remember when that car pulled up and I took the officer from underneath his arms and another officer took his feet and we got him on the gurney. And I remember, because he was folded up in the back seat when they laid him on the gurney, the pool of blood that was there in his belly. And the medical staff that immediately took charge as we wheeled him into the emergency room. And the work they do, and the seamless chaos that's orchestrated in unison between those teams, those medical teams, is unbelievable to watch. And especially in a place like New York City or any high-level trauma center, that orchestrated chaos that they are so good at, which ups anyone who gets into their care's survival chances, cannot be unsung, cannot be understated. So the emergency trauma care that was taken at the scene, to the transport care that these officers received, to that emergency room staff, and the staff and the treatment they're going to get and continue to get, cannot understate that enough. But speaking of our local hospitals, and this broke yesterday when we had Congressman Bresnahan in here, that a nonprofit Tenor Health Foundation is pursuing a deal to acquire Commonwealth Health's Regional Hospital of Scranton, nearby Moses Taylor Hospital campus in the city, and Wilkes-Barre General Hospital. An internal correspondence has shown they have signed a letter of intent, which is the beginning process, was signed by Tenor Health Foundation for the sale of Commonwealth Health Regional Hospital, Moses Taylor, and Wilkes-Barre General, and their related sites of care. The interim CEO of Regional and its Moses campus said Wednesday in an internal message to board members, medical staff, and employees, "This is the first step in a process that all hope will result in a completed transaction. This is great news for our area. I think we all, again, if you're in this area, know someone who's attached to these entities, these hospitals, who work at these hospitals. I surely do, and I'm sure most of you surely do. And it's been a touch-and-go situation. They do not know, you know, what tomorrow brings. This hopefully brings a first step to breathing a sigh of relief to having these hospitals operational for our area. Now, there's been efforts before to find a new buyer for the Scranton hospitals. Some of them fell through, and now this is a new start. And again, this is a letter of intent, which is the start of the process. There's still a lot of I's to dot and a lot of T's to cross, but this is a good sign. And hopefully this does move forward because, again, we saw today how imperative our local hospitals are, how the need for that care is. Now, I've been to two out of the three of these hospitals named. I've gotten care at Regional Hospital. I've been to Moses Taylor. I've been to Geisinger CMC. You know, I was with my dad taking his last breath at the hospice at CMC. So the importance to these institutions, the importance they are as a job creator, an anchor for our health care here, which is aging in population and does need the health care that's here. To hear this next step of possibly new owners for our area, now a nonprofit Tenor Health Foundation brings new dynamics to the tax base, but that's not unexpected because the deal that did fall through was also a nonprofit. So it was already on the horizon of losing that tax base to be expected. Now, if that's the worst out of the scenario here, well, I think it's a good thing for the people who need medical care in our area. So we'll see where this goes. We're going to continue to monitor this. when the congressman was here yesterday, he seemed positive about this first step. And again, it's a first step, so we have to, you know, move from there. But we will keep you updated on that. And again, 6 o'clock, there is that press conference on the Pennsylvania State Trooper shooting earlier today from Susquehanna County. So make sure you catch that. It is 5:56 here at WILK. We'll be back. Well, that's it for the Rob O'Donnell Show here on WILK News Radio for this Thursday, August 7th, 2025. Between Jake and I, we're going to see what kind of magic we can do. If they do have that press conference at 6 o'clock, we're going to see if we can bring it to you. We're unsure of the logistics of that because you know, our show ends at 6 o'clock and we'll see what we can do here. But if it does come up on our feed, we will try our best to get it to you. But if not, from the press release, we are told that 6 o'clock there will be a press conference from the Dunmore Barracks on this morning's late morning shooting at in Susquehanna and Thompson Township in Susquehanna County. Both those troopers are in stable condition, which is great news. They were both shot, and there were multiple shots fired at them. As they described, their cruisers were riddled with bullets. So from the teams here at Geisinger CMC that treated one of the troopers, you know, our thanks go to you and all the law enforcement family out there that serves alongside your loved one. Because when they walk out that door, I know the feeling. 6 o'clock here at WILK.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What if everything you learn in history class was only half the story? I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets mysterious. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, paranormal phenomena, and events that science still can't fully explain. On Hidden History, I treat these moments like open case files. Not myths, not superstition, just incomplete explanations waiting for a closer look. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.